Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. There is a strike looming that could impact the holiday shopping season for us. Negotiations between 45,000 dock workers and the International Longshoremen's Association have stalled. That could impact ports in our area, including in Bayonne. Let's get the story live from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, this deadline for the strike is zeroing in here on Monday night, and ports up and down the East Coast would have to shut down if these dock workers walk. We got an update from Beth Ann Rooney of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. This is pretty serious.
We're working to bring in as many ships as possible, have an orderly shutdown of those ships, and then encouraging the shippers, through working with both the truckers and the rail carriers, to get as much cargo out as humanly possible, as quickly as possible.
Again, hundreds of those potentially striking workers here at the Port of Bayonne. Here's Bayonne's Mayor Jimmy Davis.
At the end of the day, it entails higher prices for everyone. And look at the workers. You got a lot of young kids that are new workers at the port that can't afford to go on a long-term strike.
And what we're being told, Susan, say the strike lasts only a week. It could impact the supply chain in our area till the start of 2025. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live here in Bayonne.
During this Suicide Prevention Month, the spotlight on Be Heard, which is a program that sends out teams of both EMTs and social workers rather than police to respond to 911 calls of someone having a mental health crisis. Well, the City Council held a hearing on this yesterday to look at a key problem, which is that if the caller indicates the person is at risk of harming themselves or others, the case cannot be routed to Be Heard, but instead is sent over to law enforcement. Jordan Rosenthal is the lead organizer of Correct Crisis Intervention Today and testified before city lawmakers.
We need 988 to be a dispatch system that has interoperability with 911 and 311. We need a citywide system that is 24/7.
Well, city officials Monday said they're working to refine Be Heard so teams can take more calls, but there are no current plans to expand the program. Big plans for a blight of a building in Island Park, the old Long Beach Motor Inn on Austin Boulevard.
It was not a place that the town of Hempstead residents wanted around anymore. An old hotel on the border of Island Park where reports of drugs, prostitution, and other crimes happened on a regular basis. But now after Nassau County took the building over, County Executive Bruce Blakeman says they asked if Tunnel to Towers wanted to use the property for homeless veterans.
The idea of taking care of our veterans and first responders is something that all people can gather around and support.
Matt Mahoney of the organization says any services like mental health or substance abuse counseling will also be available to the veterans.
This project is not just the first one on Long Island, Nassau County. This will be the first veterans village in the state of New York.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Nassau County, Long Island.
Fashion stylist Law Roach out with a new book that spills the secrets on some of the celebrities he styled.
It's not the way I made my clients look, it's the way I make them feel. Mm. And Zendaya, we've been together our whole lives, it feels like. And one of her biggest compliments of me is that I helped her build the confidence to actually go out and do things like that.
In fact, she's his only client now after he announced last year that he was retiring. Roach has also styled some other really big names, including Celine Dion, supermodel Naomi Campbell. On the book, he tells CBS Morning,
to give something tangible to all the people that supported me over the years, because my job put me in a different, category, but I wanted to be able to touch masses of people and feel more grounded.
How to Build a Fashion Icon, Notes on Confidence from the World's Only Image Architect, drops today. There was a stabbing in the subway overnight. That happened on an Uptown 4 train just before 3 in the morning at 138th Street Grand Concourse in the Bronx, where a 45-year-old man was stabbed in the chest. No word what happened. The victim is stable. So far, no arrest. There is an arrest and a stabbing last week at the L train station at 14th Street and 1st Avenue. 27-year-old Raymond Kwok is accused of going after a man who had bumped into him on a staircase. Governor Hochul declares an imminent threat now from the mosquito-borne eastern equine encephalitis, which is commonly known as Triple E. This following the death of a man in Ulster County who was diagnosed last week and is the first person in the state to contract the virus since 2015. The governor says there will be more mosquito spraying in New York State, and insect repellent will be made available for visitors to state parks and campgrounds. Triple E is considered rare but is fatal in about 33% of cases. The federal investigation into donations made to Eric Adams' mayoral campaign appears to be expanding. Reports say after scrutinizing donations from people connected to the Turkish government, FBI agents over the summer subpoenaed the governments of Israel, China, Qatar, South Korea, and Uzbekistan. For his part, the mayor has insisted he did nothing wrong. Meantime, city investigators are reportedly probing allegations that New York City Sheriff Anthony Miranda took donations from the National Latino Officers Association in exchange for ignoring certain law enforcement issues. And the Daily News is reporting that the Department of Investigation is looking into whether the sheriff's office improperly seized cash from unlicensed pot shops during the recent raids. So far, no comment from Miranda or the mayor's office. Another higher up in the Eric Adams administration is out. The city's health commissioner is stepping down at the end of the year.
Ashwin Vasan is the fourth top Adams administration official to step down in recent months, joining the FDNY and NYPD commissioners and the mayor's chief counsel. Vasan is perhaps most significantly known for his policies on mental health, social media, and its impact on kids. The city sued several social media companies this year, saying they contribute to a youth mental health crisis. Vasan says this was a hard decision, but the right one for him and his family. He says they bore the brunt of his absence and shouldered so much. He has agreed to stay on as health commissioner through the end of this year while a replacement is found. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, the city's former COVID czar has been fired from his job as executive vice president and chief medical officer at Sega Technologies. That was after he admitted to taking part in private gatherings that were prohibited during the height of the pandemic.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.